A Delicate Balance by Japanese Teeth. Chapter 24. The Blossom. With 7,593 words.
Any minute now, I'll be back. I'll finally get to see Applejack again. I might have some difficulty picking her out of the crowd, but who am I kidding? It doesn't matter if every pony in Ponyville is standing on that platform. She'll still be the first pony I see.
Little thinkest thou, poor flower, whom I have watched 6 or 7 days, and seen thy birth, and seen what every hour gave to thy growth, thee to this height to raise.
The Blossom, John Donne.
Thank you again for taking the time to talk to the class, Princess Celestia,
Twilight said, bowing slightly.
And thank you for making time for lunch.
She nodded at the simple yet exquisite meal that sat on the table between the two ponies. The midday breeze swept over the balcony at just the right speed to be pleasant without disturbing the table.
Think nothing of it, Twilight, Celestia answered with a smile. I'm quite grateful to have the opportunity to do something a bit different. I trust that the class enjoyed my presentation. It has been quite a long time since I've taught a full class of that age group.
She took a bite of a crumpet.
They certainly did, Twilight answered. In fact, I think that you inspired a few of them to be magical analysts, even though they don't entirely understand what magical analysts actually do.
Celestia smiled widely.
I'm glad that I'm still able to inspire passion in my students.
Twilight couldn't help but ask the question.
Your students? I consider any pony who comes to my school to learn to be one of my students, no matter how brief the visit may be.
Of course, of course.
So, Celestia sipped her tea. I assume that you are looking forward to heading back to Ponyville.
Dealing with so many fillies and colts must have been exhausting. Twilight nodded.
It'll be good to be home. I can't wait to tell Applejack about the trip. I know she doesn't care too much about magical minutiae, but I'm sure she'd love to hear about that golden apple tree in the royal garden. I wonder if she ever took the time to see it last time she was here.
Celestia took another bite as she watched Twilight's thoughts drift further and further from lunch.
And I really want to hear about how her week went as well. I helped her and Big Macintosh organize the notes for their presentation, and I really want to know if the kids enjoyed it. She sighed and stared into her teacup. It'll be nice to talk to her again. I thought of using Spike to send her a letter, but it wouldn't be the same.
I trust the two of you are doing well?
Yes.
Twilight giggled awkwardly.
Things are going very well. I actually missed her a lot more than I thought I would. I mean, it was only a few days, but I just really want to see her again. I feel like I haven't talked with her in forever. It almost feels like something is missing.
Well, they do say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, Celestia said. It's good to hear that the two of you are happy together. I found your occasional reports on the matter quite illuminating.
Oh, those aren't half of it, Twilight said. If you want, I could send more.
No, that won't be necessary.
Celestia shook her head.
In fact, it isn't necessary for you to send me any more reports on that particular subject.
Really? Why?
Twilight tilted her head.
Isn't a romantic relationship just a different type of friendship, at least in a certain way?
I suppose one could say that, Celestia said softly. But it's also quite different. As much as I enjoy hearing about everything that you've learned, at the same time it feels intrusive.
What do you mean?
Twilight, your relationship with Applejack is very different from those you have with the rest of your friends, more than you may realize. The two of you share a bond that you don't have with any pony else. Such closeness is so intensely personal that even I have no right to pry into it. I may advise, and I may watch the two of you from afar, but I cannot ask that you share your personal moments with me. It is something that is between the two of you.
Twilight nodded.
I see. I never really thought about it like that.
Celestia allowed herself a chuckle.
It's just as well. I'm sure that you and Applejack will learn far more about romance from each other than you could from me. My notions of romance may be what you'd call a bit outdated.
Sister!
A booming voice sounded from the hallway that led out to the balcony, nearly making Twilight jump out of her seat.
Has Twilight departed yet?
Celestia just sighed.
For example,
she called back.
She's still here, Luna. What is it that you want?
The Princess of the Night stomped onto the balcony and yawned before addressing Twilight.
Greetings, Twilight Sparkle. We simply wish to ask whether you had received our gift before your departure from Ponyville.
Huh? Gift? I don't know about any gift.
Twilight looked to Celestia.
What's she talking about?
Celestia rolled her eyes. Luna sent you and Applejack an anniversary present, which apparently was not delivered in time, even though I sent it express.
Luna snorted.
But no matter. I'm sure that Applejack received it in your absence. In any case, I know that I offer the two of you my highest congratulations on a year of togetherness.
She patted Twilight on the back with such gusto that it almost knocked her off her chair.
May you have many more happy years with each other.
Thanks, Twilight gasped.
You are most welcome.
Celestia narrowed her eyes at her sister.
Luna, don't you have work to do? Fine, we shall return to our duties, and perish the thought that we might want to deliver our message in person.
She laughed to herself.
It was good to see you, Twilight. Perhaps on your next visit, we can engage in a more lengthy conversation. I bid you adieu.
With an exaggerated flourish, Luna vanished inside.
So, Luna sent us an anniversary gift?
Twilight asked.
That's unusual. It's a rather antiquated custom that Luna is determined to bring back. You'll know what I'm talking about when you get home. I'd hate to spoil the surprise.
Applejack didn't take naps very often. There was always work to be done, and even when there wasn't, she still felt like there were better things she could be doing with that time. As such, she only ever paused for a few winks when she was too fatigued to actually function. Today was one of those days. She hadn't gotten a good night's sleep all week. Last night had been kinda restful, but it hardly made up for the rest of the week, and she had learned the hard way that working through sleep deprivation was hardly the brightest idea. As such, she felt entirely justified in stretching out under a tree, putting her hat over her face, and basking in the facts that Twilight would be coming home this afternoon, and neither of them would have to deal with a bunch of over-energetic students anymore. She untensed her muscles and began to drift off.
Hey, Applejack!
Her hat flew off of her head, and she found herself staring at her sister's upside-down face.
Can you start teaching me to do that super-fast tree-growing thing? Scootaloo and Sweetie Belle would think it would be so cool if I could just grow trees whenever I wanted. Applebloom, I really wish I could, but now ain't really a good time. I got a headache, and I really gotta unwind a little bit. Besides, that ain't something you can pick up in a few days. It takes years just to get your magic aura acclimated to the trees. And once you got that, it takes a year or two to consciously manipulate it. Years?
Yeah, years.
It ain't something that you can rush. How am I supposed to tell when my magic whatever is ready?
Applejack yawned.
Well, it starts off with stuff like apples falling off the trees easier when you buck 'em. That's why it's so important that you buck the trees a lot. It helps you build muscle, and it gets your magic to match the trees. So I should go back to bucking trees then? That's your answer to everything.
Applebloom snorted and sat herself down next to Applejack.
I was bucking trees all morning.
She groaned.
I wish Scootaloo and Sweetie Belle were back. Ponyville is just boring without them around.
I know how that feels, Applejack said, smiling.
Why don't you get ready for when they get back? Clean up your clubhouse and think up what stuff you want to tell them. You could draw pictures of it or something.
Applebloom's ears perked up.
Yeah, I could draw pictures so that they could see how silly Diamond Tiara looked after she got into that poison joke. They get a kick out of that.
That's a great idea, Applejack said, suppressing a yawn.
Why don't you get on that? Maybe after I get a bit of rest, we can see how your magic aura is developing before Twilight and Sweetie Belle get back.
She blinked at the pinpoints of light that weaved their way through the leaves of her onto her face.
Also, can I have my hat, please?
Oh, sorry. Applebloom stuck Applejack's hat back into place.
I'm gonna go to the clubhouse. See you later.
Come back and wake me up in like an hour or so, okay? There was no response but the sound of Applebloom's hoofbeats fading into the distance. Applejack shrugged. Now wasn't the time to think about it. Now was the time to sleep.
Where are they?
Applebloom scurried up and down the train platform, her eyes glued to the schedule.
They were supposed to be here 3 minutes ago.
Relax. Applejack stopped the movement by putting a hoof on her sister's head.
You're bugging every pony.
She nodded at the cluster of various family members who waited on the platform to pick up their students.
You gotta learn some patience. Isn't that right, Rarity?
It certainly is.
Rarity nodded.
A pony ought to be able to maintain their dignity at all times, even when waiting.
Applebloom snorted and grudgingly sat next to her sister.
Dignity is boring. Besides, they're supposed to be here already.
The train schedule's never been all that accurate, Applebloom, Applejack said. They're almost always a few minutes later. She thought for a moment.
Never on time, though.
That's dumb. Applebloom hopped upright.
I'm gonna go see if I can see the train.
You would think that they'd have figured that out by now.
Rarity grumbled as she watched Applebloom trot off.
I really do have things I need to get done back at the shop. Yeah, I know how that is,
Applejack said.
There are all sorts of stuff I gotta do back at Sweet Apple Acres. Well, yes, but you don't strictly have to be here,
Rarity grinned.
It isn't as though Twilight requires a chaperone to greet her.
That's true and all, but I still gotta be here, Applejack said defensively. I mean, Apple Bloom was gonna be here to see Sweetie Belle, and some pony's gotta keep an eye on her.
And you couldn't convince your brother to watch her?
Rarity nodded at Big Macintosh, who stood next to Cheer Lee at the other end of the platform. Applebloom was perched on his back, acting as a lookout.
Please, Applejack, you're here because you miss Twilight. You don't need to make excuses to me.
Not that you could convince me in any case.
Okay, fine. I'm here because I want to see Twilight. It's been a long week, you know.
I thought I said you didn't have to make excuses.
Rarity patted Applejack on the shoulder.
Of course you miss Twilight. Why wouldn't you? It must have been quite a trying experience, having to go through so much time without her.
I get it, Rarity, Applejack said tersely.
You don't need to go making fun of me over it.
I'm being serious, Applejack.
Really?
Of course. Who do you think I am, Rainbow Dash?
Rarity cleared her throat and flicked her mane.
With as close as you two are, of course it would be painful to be apart.
We're not that close.
Rarity chuckled and rolled her eyes.
You aren't fooling anyone, dear. Why you have such an insistence on downplaying your obvious affection, I will never understand. How do you feel? Really?
You're not gonna leave me be, are you?
Rarity shook her head.
Fine then,
Applejack grunted.
I miss her, all right? I miss her a whole lot.
She rubbed her forehead with her hoof.
Way more than I ever thought I was going to.
I mean, I knew that I wouldn't like it when she was gone, but I didn't think it was gonna hit me so hard. It just felt like something was missing. I couldn't focus on anything, even the stuff that Twilight usually doesn't have anything to do with. Just knowing that she wasn't around messed me up.
She stomped her hoof.
It's so frustrating.
Rarity raised her eyebrow.
And? I wouldn't have it any other way.
Applejack smiled.
I might feel a bit lousy when she's gone, but when she gets back...
Her smile widened.
I never thought I'd see the day when Applejack would let her well-being hang upon another pony,
Rarity said with a dramatic flourish.
Only romance could bring about such a thing.
Oh, hush.
Applejack gave Rarity a playful shove.
There's no need to go making such a big thing out of it.
But it is a big thing, Applejack.
Rarity answered, noting the slight blush on her friend's face.
And it's a good thing. You need to stop pussyfooting around and just admit that Twilight's a bigger part of your life than you thought.
Rarity giggled at Applejack's sudden befuddlement.
So what are you planning to do once she gets back?
What do you mean?
Well, you've been apart for nearly a week. You must have something special planned. A nice dinner, perhaps.
I don't have anything planned. I thought we'd just talk or something.
Rarity sighed.
I suppose I will have to do.
She nodded into the distance.
It appears your train has come in. Try to be subtle about your show of affection. We wouldn't want the fillies and colts to start going on about cooties.
She winked and trotted off down the platform to where the other class pickups were starting to gather. Applejack took a deep breath. That was just like Rarity, always having to make every little thing into a big romantic gesture. It wasn't like Twilight had been gone for months or anything. It had only been a week. She bit her lip. Then why was she so disproportionately anxious to see Twilight step off the train? The train's brakes squealed as it ground to a halt. Applejack felt her heart begin to speed up. For some reason, she half expected Twilight to be glowing when the door opened. The conductor stepped off, glanced up and down the train's length, and nodded. The doors opened, and a flood of fillies and colts burst onto the platform in a cacophony of screeches. Applejack swallowed as she waited for the area to clear. Twilight had to be there somewhere. She tried to think of what she would say when she finally saw Twilight. Nothing came to mind. The last student funneled out of the train. Applejack watched anxiously. It was only a split second, but the door was empty. Twilight was nowhere to be seen. Applejack's heart skipped at least half a dozen beats. Then, a familiar, purple shape stumbled out. Her mane was a bit crinkled around the edges, but it was unmistakable. Applejack felt frozen as she watched Twilight yawn and then search the platform. Their eyes met, and they both smiled. Then, Applejack apparently skipped a few seconds, because next thing she knew, they were locked in an embrace. Maybe at the moment,
words weren't necessary. Applejack took a sip of tea. It soothed her throat. She looked at the clock. Over 5 hours talking to Twilight, and her voice was starting to give out. Not that it mattered. Twilight had to hear the story. So then Sakura mixed up a basin of her poison joke remedy for Diamond Chiara to soak it, but the filly went and got stuck in it. Took Sakura 4 sticks of butter to get her out.
Really?
Twilight said with a laugh. I bet she's never going to live that down.
I know, rat.
Apple Bloom had a field day with it. I got my work cut out for me making sure she doesn't rub it in too hard. I keep trying to tell that antagonizing Diamond Tiara is just going to make it worse. But I don't think it's totally sunk in yet.
Well, she's a smart filly. I'm sure she'll get it. Eventually.
Applejack laughed. Yeah, but she sure doesn't make it easy on me. She stuck a crumpet into her mouth.
Your turn. What else did you do on your trip? Well, I stopped in to visit my parents. My dad was organizing the observatory visit I told you about.
Oh, that's good. How are they doing?
They're doing just fine.
Twilight answered.
Honestly, I think they're finally used to the fact that Shining and I both live out of town now. My dad doesn't have to worry about me dropping by and cleaning up all the papers he's working on. And my mom is free to focus on her writing.
So your mom's a writer then? Twilight nodded, a wry smile on her face. So what kind of stuff does she write?
You promised to keep a secret?
Huh? Applejack raised an eyebrow.
Why would Twilight want to hide something like that?
Okay, I guess. I can keep it a secret.
Twilight grinned and whispered. I assume you've heard of the Daring Do books.
What? Applejack nearly choked on the word. Your mom wrote all that? You realize that if Rainbow Dash finds out, she'll go nuts, right?
That's why I want you to keep it a secret,
Twilight said.
My mom likes writing, but she doesn't really like all the attention that comes with it, so she tries to keep it quiet.
Applejack shook her head. She was starting to feel a little dizzy. Wow, I never would have expected that. This is just crazy.
What's crazy?
It's just your whole family. You're Princess Celestia's personal student and the element of magic. Your brother's the captain of the guard and married a princess. Your dad is like the top stallion in his field. And now it turns out your mom wrote one of the most popular book series out there. She sunk down on her chair. It's all a bit intimidating, you know? And to think that I'm probably going to meet him eventually.
Yeah, about that. My parents want to take us out to dinner.
Eh? Applejack's mind was immediately invaded by images of gaudiness, fancy clothes, top hats, and portion sizes that wouldn't even suffice for a snack.
It's nothing big,
Twilight continued.
They want to take the train to Ponyville and take us to the cafe for supper is all. More tea.
Applejack nodded dumbly. Twilight began to pour.
They said that since we've been going out for so long, that it's high time they got to know you a little bit better.
I see. Applejack stared at the teacup, making no effort to drink from it. It'll be an experience.
You don't have to be nervous about it, Applejack,
Twilight said.
My parents might sound intimidating, but I assure you that they aren't. My mother is as nice as Fluttershy, and my father can be sort of a goofball, really. They remembered you from Shining's wedding, and were looking forward to seeing you again.
Right, yeah. I remember talking to them a little, Applejack said absently.
They seemed nice enough.
Wasn't much of a conversation, though. Just giving them congratulations and all.
Are you okay, Applejack?
Twilight narrowed her eyes.
Is there something about my parents that's bothering you?
No, it's... I don't know, exactly. She stalled by taking a long, slow sip of tea. I've got nothing against meeting your parents. It's just that... She sighed. I'm not sure how to say it. You mind if I think on it a bit and we can talk about it tomorrow?
I suppose so.
Twilight nodded.
We have more than enough other things to talk about anyway.
We do. Applejack said, her voice perking up a bit. She looked at the clock. But it's getting a bit late, isn't it? I'd hate to keep you up.
Honestly?
Twilight reached across the table and put her hoof on Applejack's.
I'd rather keep talking. I've got nothing planned tomorrow, so unless you've got something...
Applejack smiled. Nope. I got the day off tomorrow.
In that case,
Twilight said,
it's your turn to tell me something about something that happened while I was gone.
All right. Applejack grinned. You know that one hill in the north field that didn't have a tree?
Twilight was impressed. Bonbon's shop was every bit as clean as it had been before her departure.
For a bit, she had been nervous that things would crumble without her around to clean and organize everything. She immediately felt a bit of embarrassment at her own conceit. Bonbon had kept the shop in good order since before Twilight had ever moved to Ponyville. There was no reason she'd be able to keep it anything less than pristine with Twilight gone. And sure enough, the shop was perfectly in order. She couldn't say the same thing about Lyra. Lyra's mane was even more disheveled than usual, and she had bags under her eyes large enough to carry a week's worth of groceries. Twilight watched, as she'd stumbled down the stairs, as if her limbs didn't quite want to listen to her.
Lyra, are you okay?
You! Lyra stood bolt upright and thrust a hoof at Twilight. You're back!
Yes, I am. What happened to you?
Bonbon expected me to pick up all your slack. That's what happened. Lyra's eye twitched.
How? How do you do it?
Do what?
Cleaning everything in the shop 3 times a day. It takes me 2 hours to clean everything once, and even then, Bonbon can't even tell that I clean anything.
She put her hooves on Twilight's shoulders and shook her. Is there some sort of magical dust that only certain ponies can see or something? I don't get it.
Lyra, you've never spent 2 hours cleaning anything.
Bonbon barked, sticking her head out of the kitchen.
You clean for about 5 minutes and then get distracted by something. If you would just focus, you'd be able to finish everything in like 30 minutes.
Okay, so maybe I don't always focus quite as much as I could. Lyra admitted with a chuckle.
But that doesn't matter anymore because Twilight is back.
Bonbon sighed and rolled her eyes.
Lyra, please help Twilight clean today. I'm sure she's had a long week dealing with all the kids.
She disappeared into the kitchen before Lyra could protest.
Aw, phooey,
Lyra snorted. Then she almost immediately perked up.
Oh well, now that you're back, it should go pretty quick. How was the trip?
Good, Twilight said as she opened the broom closet.
Tiring.
She looked into the closet.
I suppose Bonbon didn't bother having you organize the cleaning supplies.
Lyra shook her head.
Sorry about that. By the time I was finished, I was too sick of cleaning to put them back neatly.
She noted Twilight's frown.
So, I'm guessing that the trip wasn't just tiring because of the students.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, it was the first time that you and Applejack were apart for more than a day or two.
Yeah, it was tough. I think we both missed each other more than we thought we were going to.
Bet it's good to be back, huh?
Lyra pulled a broom out of the closet.
You two have fun catching up with each other?
Twilight smiled.
You could say that. Also, you need to sweep in a logical pattern, not just randomly. Otherwise, you'll miss a section of the floor.
Oh, right.
Lyra, can I ask you a question?
Sure, why not?
Well,
Twilight glanced over her shoulder in a needlessly suspicious fashion and lowered her voice.
When you and Bonbon got engaged, how did you go about it?
Lyra stifled a giggle.
So you're already thinking about that, are you?
Sort of. Not really. Twilight's cheeks were suddenly very hot.
It's just for future reference.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't really help.
What?
Lyra stopped her sweeping, which wasn't really doing much good anyway. For a moment, she stared at the meager dust pile at her hooves. Then she turned to Twilight.
Because I never got the chance, she said,
a mischievous grin on her face. Bonbon asked me.
Really?
Twilight blinked. She tried to form a mental image of Bonbon proposing, but it wouldn't come together. Lyra nodded.
If you want to know about how to do that, you better ask her about it. She's the only one of us who managed to build up the courage.
Applejack yawned as she flipped through an ancient photo album. She had gone back 6 generations and hadn't found anyone who was even remotely close to a famous author, or a captain of the guard, or a highly regarded astronomer, or a personal protege of a princess. Sure, Granny Smith had helped found Ponyville, but practically no pony, least of all Granny herself, really made a big deal out of it. Aside from that, she had a great uncle who had invented the cider press and a second cousin-in-law who had done a few minor movie roles. Now that she thought about it, she was probably the most notable member of the family, what with the whole element of honesty thing. She didn't know how to feel about that. As a matter of fact, she didn't feel all that different.
Maybe she could...
Whatever thought she was in the midst of was knocked out of her head by the sound of something blasting through the window. She instinctively covered her head as a cascade of glass landed in the middle of the room, along with something else that made a loud splat. She opened her eyes. At least this time it hadn't been Rainbow Dash. It had been a watermelon. It didn't take a genius to know who was behind this.
Apple Bloom!
Her sister's head poked through the gap where the window had been a minute earlier.
Sorry about that, Applejack. We didn't know it would shoot so far.
But why would you aim it at the house? If you have to aim at something, why couldn't you make a target and leave it out in the field or something?
Yeah, that might have been a good idea,
Applebloom mumbled.
We'll do that next time.
She deflated slightly.
How long am I grounded for?
You know what? I'm a bit too tired to really be mad at you. So if y'all can get a new window and fix it, that'll be it, okay?
She yawned.
I really don't want to use up all my energy yelling at you.
Thanks, Applejack.
Applebloom wiped the sweat from her forehead. She yelled over her shoulder.
It's okay. She's not mad as long as we fix the window.
She turned back to Applejack.
Where were you last night anyway? You were still out when I went to bed.
I was just catching up with Twilight. Just like you've been hanging out with Scootaloo and Sweetie Belle ever since they got back.
Except you get to do it all night, because you're grown up and don't have a bedtime, right?
Applebloom asked.
Something like that.
Applejack closed the photo album.
You guys better get working. Big Macintosh probably won't be so unhappy if you guys are already working on getting the hole fixed when he gets back.
She glanced at the clock.
As for me, I got a date to make, so I'll see you later.
You aren't going to be out all night again, are you?
Applebloom asked.
I promise I'll be back to tuck you in, okay?
Applejack tousled her sister's hair.
And that window had better be fixed up by the time I get back.
She started to walk off, but at the last moment she looked back over her shoulder.
And I want the same window back in there. No getting creative.
Twilight sat at the cafe, leafing through the menu. There really wasn't much of a point to it, as she generally ordered the same thing every time she was here, but it was something to do while she waited for Applejack. As she absentmindedly scanned the appetizer section, she thought about Applejack. Or rather, she thought about that thing that Applejack hadn't wanted to talk about last night.
Surely my parents can't be that intimidating. Maybe I shouldn't have told her that my mom wrote the Daring Do books. It might have been a bit much.
Hey, Twilight.
She lowered the menu and found that Applejack had already taken a seat across the table. Twilight slammed the menu down.
Why do you always sneak up on me?
I don't know,
Applejack said. Twilight noticed a mysterious glint in her eye.
Maybe the same reason you're always reading the menu. You probably know that thing by memory by now.
No, I don't,
Twilight said, shaking her head violently.
I just sort of started reading it by reflex. I wasn't even thinking about it.
I don't know how you manage it. Reading one thing while thinking another?
Applejack said.
I can never manage that. I like working through one thing at a time.
She tapped her chin.
Although I do like thinking through stuff while I work. But that's not quite the same. I don't really have to think much about how to buck a tree or whatever.
I doubt I'd be able to think like that.
Twilight tried to imagine performing a magical analysis while catching apples in a basket.
It would be too tough for me to concentrate.
Every pony has their own way of thinking things through, I guess.
Applejack said with a shrug.
Speaking of which, I've been thinking about last night.
Twilight grinned.
So have I.
In particular, I was thinking about that whole thing with meeting your parents.
Oh, right.
Twilight said, trying her best to sound like she hadn't just been thinking about it.
You really don't need to be nervous about it. They're really sociable.
It's not that so much.
A melancholy expression flickered across Applejack's face for a moment.
It's just that your family is doing all this really important stuff and...
Applejack, I don't care about that.
Twilight interrupted.
We've been over this 1,000 times. I like that you're so down to earth.
It ain't that either.
Applejack sighed.
It's just that... I wish you could have met my parents.
Oh.
Twilight felt a chill wash over her. She couldn't remember the last time that Applejack had mentioned her parents.
Did I ever tell you about my parents, Twilight?
Applejack's voice was flat.
You've mentioned them once or twice,
Twilight said, choosing her words carefully.
They passed away when you were young, right?
Applejack nodded.
Yeah, I was just a bit older than Applebloom is now.
She looked wistfully into the air.
You would have liked them. They would have liked you too. Though they'd probably have thought it was weird that I got together with some pony so bookish.
I wish I could meet them too,
Twilight said. She reached across the table and took Applejack's hoof.
Why don't you tell me a little about them? I know you don't talk much about it, but I'd like to know more about them. If you're okay with that, of course.
I guess it's about time I told you a bit more.
Are you sure?
It's fine, Twilight,
Applejack said.
I came to terms with it a long time ago. Honestly, the main reason I don't talk about it much is because I don't even know my parents as well as I'd like. I mean, I remember them. But I was just a filly, and I didn't really know them. Not the way I know Big Macintosh, or Granny, or Applebloom, or you. I just wasn't old enough to pick everything up. But I do remember that they were kind, hard workers, and that they loved all of us a whole lot. Twilight noticed tears gathering at the corners of Applejack's eyes. My dad was the one who first taught me how to buck apples properly, and my mom was a great cook. To this day, Granny says she can't bake an apple pie so well.
They sound great.
Twilight couldn't think of anything else to say.
Applejack nodded and continued, her voice sounding strained. It was when I was still a filly. It was maybe about a year after I got my cutie mark. There was some sort of particularly nasty sickness going around, and...
She swallowed.
My mother went first. My father caught it a few weeks later. He was working himself ragged, trying to keep the cider season going so we'd have all the money we'd need. A month later, he was gone, too.
A tear ran down her cheek, and she flicked it away.
I'm sorry,
Twilight mumbled, as she clutched Applejack's hoof with her own.
It's okay, Twilight. It's sad, but I'm just glad I can remember them, even if it's only just a bit. I don't think I really understood it all until later. I mean, I was sad. I just about bawled my eyes out. But I was just a kid. My memories of them are all crazy. Like my dad bucking a whole field with one kick, or my mom making a dozen pies out of one apple.
She allowed herself a smile.
I know it's not quite how they really were, but I like to think that I remembered all the important bits.
Twilight nodded.
I think you remembered what you needed to.
Thanks. Big Mac took it harder than me. He was way closer to them than I've ever had the chance to be. Apple Bloom? I'm not sure whether she had it hardest or easiest. She was so young that she didn't really even know what was going on. She never had to go through that pain. Never felt like something was missing. But then on the other hoof, she missed out on ever getting to know Mom and Dad. Sometimes, I just wish she would have at least had the chance to meet him.
Well, for what it's worth, I think that you did a fine job showing her,
Twilight said, putting a hoof to Applejack's face.
Kind, hard-working, and loved their family, right?
Applejack smiled.
Since when were you so cheesy, Twilight?
Since Luna had that giant cheese wheel delivered to the library, I guess.
Applejack's smile broke into a laugh.
Twi, that's a terrible joke. Have you been hanging out with Pinky or something?
Twilight shared in Applejack's giggling.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. Are you sure you're okay? I don't want to make things awkward.
Nah, it's fine. It's not a pleasant subject, but it's something that I have to face every now and again. I just figured that if it was going to be meeting your parents, I should at least try to tell you a bit about mine. Even if I don't remember them all that well.
Well, they sound wonderful.
They were, Applejack said. I know that much. After we finish eating, how would you like to go back to the farm? I could show you some pictures to tell you a bit more about them.
I'd like that,
Twilight said.
If you're going to meet my parents, it's the least I could do.
Ta-da! Rarity shoved a mirror into position, allowing Applejack to finally get a good look at herself. Her mane had been braided into a slightly taller than usual ponytail, and her body was wrapped in a simple, by Rarity standards at least, red evening gown.
I think you look quite dashing.
Rarity watched as Applejack stared at herself, turning slowly back and forth as she analyzed her new outfit.
Well, what do you think?
It looks real good, Rarity.
She stepped closer to the mirror.
Are you sure that it's fancy enough?
Fancy enough?
Rarity sounded like she had never heard the words before.
You, Applejack, think that it's not fancy enough?
She took a step towards Applejack, bringing her hoof down hard to rattle the spools on the nearby shelves. In the background, Pinkie Pie giggled.
I just want to make a good impression on Twilight's parents, that's all.
That doesn't mean that it's an appropriate situation in which to wear your most elaborate garments.
What do you mean?
There is a whole spectrum of fashion formality, Applejack. Just because a dress may be perfectly appropriate for the Grand Galloping Gala doesn't mean that you ought to wear it on a casual outing to a cafe. You'd be so out of place that it would look like you were wearing a costume.
Yeah, and if you're going to be wearing a costume, it needs to be something better than a dress.
Pinkie chimed in as she popped out of one of Rarity's fabric rolls.
It should be like a clown. No, a bear. You could dress up as that bear Rainbow Dash and Fluttershy House Cave sat for.
Rarity put a hoof to her forehead.
Pinkie.
Ooh, even better. You could wear this.
Pinkie reached into one of Rarity's cabinets and whipped out a gigantic purple mascot-style costume head.
See? You could wear my Twilight costume.
Applejack stared. The gigantic head bore a slight resemblance to Twilight. The color was right and it looked like the mane was an imitation of Twilight's,
Then again, the whole thing was so gigantic and bulbous that it looked more like a shoddily made Twilight bobblehead.
I think I'll pass. I want to make a good impression. If I showed up dressed like Twilight, I don't think they'd think real highly of me.
Pinky tapped her chin.
I guess you could dress up as me.
Or she could wear something appropriate, Rarity said flatly, such as the dress that she's already wearing.
Yeah, I think I'm going to trust Rarity's judgment on this one, Applejack said. I like it, Rarity. Thanks for putting it together on such short notice.
Think nothing of it, dear. Anything I could do to help you along.
She flicked the curl of her mane with characteristic flair.
Speaking of which, if you ever have further need of my skills, know I am more than willing to oblige.
She winked. Applejack swallowed.
Further need?
She means she'll make you a wedding dress.
Pinky chimed in.
I got it, Pinky, Applejack said, glaring at Pinky.
Well, it's gonna happen eventually, right?
Utterly unintimidated.
It's way too early to be thinking about that, all right?
Applejack mumbled.
I should be going. I have to, get ready for something. Thanks again, Rarity.
She all but spun out of the dress. Rarity caught it and folded it neatly before sliding it into a waiting bag.
And I hope you have a lovely time.
Yeah, me too.
Applejack snatched up the bag and hurried out the door. Rarity turned to Pinky and gave her a mild glare.
Laying it on a bit thick, don't you think?
I guess you're right. I should have told her to dress up like herself. It would be the easiest costume ever.
Rarity shook her head.
Why did you even come here?
Twilight stood in front of the mirror, combing her mane for the fifth time.
I'm impressed, Spike. You did a wonderful job maintaining the library while I was gone.
You already told me that like a dozen times since you got back, Spike said. Then he puffed out his chest. Although I will say that I'm proud of how things went. Overdue books returns are down by 15%.
He neglected to mention that if one did the math, that only amounted to one less late book than usual.
And I'm glad to hear it. Gives me one less thing to put on my checklist.
Which leaves you with about 400 others.
Ha ha!
Twilight ruffled his spines.
Maybe I should start giving you more responsibilities. Like cleaning the bathroom.
I think I better stick with just managing the library, Spike said.
Wouldn't want to overwork myself.
Are you sure?
Twilight gave Spike a sideways glance.
I do have 400 other things to worry about, after all.
What, like brushing your mane? If you keep that up, it's going to fall out.
He ducked as Twilight playfully swung her hairbrush at him.
Why are you combing it so much anyway? Usually you only comb your mane like 2 or 3 times tops.
I just want to look nice tonight, that's all.
Why? They're your parents. I know for a fact that they aren't going to care if your mane is a bit scruffy. And Applejack doesn't even pay attention to that stuff anyway.
I guess you're right.
She brushed her mane a final time and forced herself to leave the brush on the dresser.
I look okay, right?
You look fine. Even if you didn't, no pony's going to care what you look like as long as you show up.
I don't know. Even Applejack might be a bit miffed if I followed Pinky's advice.
Spike shrugged. True, but at least your dad would think it was hilarious. Twilight chuckled.
He probably would.
She glanced at the clock.
I should get going. I was going to go over to Applejack's early before we get to meet my parents at the train station.
Yeah, you should totally get going.
Spike nodded. You wouldn't want to be late.
You're right. I'll see you later.
Twilight began to walk out the door.
Have a good evening while I'm gone.
Oh, I will.
Spike grinned widely as he closed the door behind her. Then a voice came through the window.
And limit yourself to one slice of cake. I don't want you getting sick again.
Spike sighed, and his whole body went a little limp.
Aw, fooey.